this is kind of the morning after the night before. Hey guys, and welcome to the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today's episode's a little different. I've never done this before, but I did have an episode scheduled to go out today. So firstly, apologies that this episode's gone out a little late. But I did have an episode scheduled to go out, and it will get rescheduled for another day. But this weekend I've been at the Upreneur Summit in London, run by Chris Ducker and his team. And there was just a few things that came to light, sort of almost the way I'm feeling afterwards. And I thought that it would just be a really good thing to share. I'm currently in the car recording this, so if you can hear some bells and whistles, that's what's going off in the background. And I'm not using my normal mic, so the audio may be slightly different quality. But it just felt right to actually spend a bit of time and just reflect on the weekend. And yeah, just what the episode that was due to go out wasn't, you know, that could go out at any time, and this seemed quite topical and apt, I suppose. So why have I decided to do this? Well, I suppose, and maybe you can tell by the tone in my voice, it's the day after the event. I came home last night. The event was superb. All kudos to Chris and the lineup that he put together, the topics that were covered, the value that was given from the stage, the production, everything. Everything that they put on was top-notch. Can't query it at all, really. This was the second time that Chris had run the event. I didn't go to the first one. I did hear some comments for people who'd been at both to say that, you know, it was slightly less high profile this time, it being the second event than the first one. But on the same note, the value that was coming off the stage was still top-notch, absolutely top-notch. And there were some incredibly great speakers. The thing is, this is kind of the morning after the night before. And to be honest, I'm on my way to a client meeting and I feel tired, I feel lethargic. And coming home on the train last night, I progressively got more and more confused and almost disheartened. Not because of the work that I do, not because of the clients I see, not because of the way that my company is set up, but actually there was so much, it was almost like there was too much value out of this weekend, and it was all high level. There were some very practical tips. There was sessions on tools that you can use and constructing funnels and all that, and there's loads and loads of takeaways. But I suppose it's not a criticism of the Upreneur Summit, but it's almost a criticism of some of these events, that you come back and there is so much going on in your head that you just don't quite know where to start. And I'm sure over the next few weeks I'll start to unpick it a little bit, and it will become, it will form itself into part of my strategy, and off we go. The other part of the Upreneur Summit, though, that was frankly almost as important, if not more important, than the actual event itself, the stuff that happened on the stage, was meeting people and networking. Now, I was blessed to spend a good chunk of the weekend with my really good friend Lee Jackson. Lee, big shout out. And I met new people from Lee's Innovator Group, which I'm part of, people that have been on our podcast. I actually got to meet in flesh, and that was brilliant. Lee actually put a video up. If you're not part of Lee's Innovator Group, firstly, why not? And secondly, he put a video up that he recorded during the second day of the summit, about how he often struggles with anxiety. And at some of these high-profile events, he makes himself go, but he has to have these techniques to help him overcome some of the anxiety and imposter syndrome. Now, I've got to say, I didn't massively feel, I felt a little bit out of place when I got there, but there's a different story behind that. But I very quickly settled into it, and actually it was more the leaving and the starting to process that started to deflate me a little, I suppose. There were two things, really, two or three things that were the main key points Which came out of the weekend, which are really applicable to all of us, whether you're running a business, whether you're thinking of setting up a business. And I know really my audience falls into one of those two categories. The people that I get feedback from, the people in our group, are either business owners themselves. A large proportion of those business owners are marketing consultants, or they are people that work in marketing in other organizations. And the key things that came out of the event based on you know that we could find helpful, firstly, were to do a lot with relationship and building relationship. And this again is where I need to start processing it away from what the event was, what they said at the event, to actually how it applies. That, you know, at the event there was a lot of people that had written a book, that had started a membership community, that had you know, a podcast with thousands and thousands of listens a month, which isn't me, by the way. But there was the event was a great showcase for people that had all their stuff together, and it's very easy to look at them and look in awe. But actually, where do you start? Where do you start building relationship? And what does that mean for a company that doesn't want global domination, like some of these very successful entrepreneurs have? What does success look like for you? Does that mean, is success for you that you earn a comfortable wage but actually spend more time with your family? So it's not about earning the millions, it's about earning enough to be comfortable and then having the freedom of time. What does that mean for somebody that is just starting? You know, where do you start? So, okay, you do want to go after world domination, but where do you start? Do you write your book first? Do you start a podcast first? How do you choose your niche? Or niche, as a lot of the American speakers were saying. Do you productize? Do you start as a service? Are you running software? You know, it's so easy to look at somebody that's got it all together and say, yeah, that's great, that works, that I can see how it works, but what is step one? What is step two? What is step three? And I'm not saying that you can be prescriptive. I'm not saying that anybody can, you know, I can't put together a formula and say, right, you start here, then you do this, then you do that, then you do the other. Because the reality of it is it will work differently for each one of us. But how do you discern where's the best place to start? So it was about building relationship and that being key to the success of your business. So, okay, maybe that helps a little bit. Where do you start? So you need to start somewhere that is engaging with an audience. So that could be a podcast, it could be a blog, it could be some other kind of content, video content. The second thing that then came out of the summit was to really, they didn't say it from the stage, but actually when you piece it together, it comes to do with quality. Now, Andrew and Pete did an absolute, their talk for me was the standout talk of the weekend. They were absolutely brilliant. And maybe one day, they're fellow Northeastern lads from England, and maybe one day I'll see if I can coax them into being on this podcast, because they are absolutely fantastic. And their whole talk, they never actually got further than the title, but you know what, they covered everything in the title. And their piece was about generating original content and about finding your one medium for content that explodes your business, and you can that explodes the interactions that you have with people, that explodes that relationship. And I suppose the one thing they didn't cover was how you try a few things first and understand how the metrics work and this, that, and the other. Maybe that's something we need a workshop on. But their whole mantra was you spend 90% of your time doing the one thing remarkably well that engages with your audience deeper than anything else. And they had examples from Love Island and Joe Wicks and all of these different places, and it was fantastic. They did I'm going to remember that talk for one hell of a long time. And if it ever does get published online and somebody finds it, please, 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 somebody drop it in the group, because it is incredible. But it's to do with the quality. That's really... So, done is often better than perfect. I agree with that. But your standard of content that you put out still needs to be high. It's not to say you can put out rubbish. And they use an example of Brian Dean at Backlinko, who's only done 51 blogs in the last 3 or 4 years, however long Backlinko's been going. It's probably longer than that, actually. But his blogs are, you know, thousands of words long. They go into the most acute amount of detail. It is untrue. And because of that, because of the quality of the content, he has built the quality of relationships, and he has grown a big email list. And it, but the point is, it then becomes easier to sell what you do to people who already trust you. Now, the reason I'm talking about all of this is the big question that I was then left with after the summit was there was a disconnect. It seemed to me there was a disconnect between the value that you give away for free. So there was a whole part which was about creating this high quality content, pushing it out online, using it to build your audience. And then there was a separate discussion about charging what you're worth. And at no point did those two discussions get tied together. At what point does your content become what you're worth? There were some discussions about membership, but even then the distinction between marketing content and actually delivering worth, so you're not underselling yourself with the free content that you give out, that wasn't discussed. So I guess I've not got a solution to all of these things, and actually it'd be really good to have a chat in the group. And if you're not part of it, it's peteeverett.com/group. It'll forward you onto Facebook. And it's just a free community of listeners to the podcast where we can have these discussions in a safe environment. And I suppose that's actually, I'm thinking about it as I'm driving, that's really the reason why I stopped the scheduled show from going out today and I've decided to record this, is because this is what the group is about. It's about saying, I don't have all the answers to all of this stuff. I've had a really great experience, a first-class experience at an event, but actually what I've come out with is so much high-level knowledge and not enough in-depth, this is where you go next kind of discussion or process or breakdown, that's something that, you know, maybe that's something that some of you guys are struggling with yourselves. And, you know, you're starting to ask, I know I want to grow a business, but I don't know where to begin. We did have some masterminds at the summit. These 5-minute sections, they were sections where for 5 minutes you got to speak to your table about your business and your product and your service and what happens next and what your plans are. And you could ask one question and have that brainstormed by the table for 5 minutes. And a lot of the discussions that happened that I was part of were actually people who were wondering how to either start their business or how to sort of make a shift in their business. And actually the answer for it was generally the same, which was really to try it. You know, don't if you're wanting to grow your business or you're wanting to leave work or whatever, and set up your own business, don't just hand your notice in and then on a wing and a prayer hope it's going to work, but actually do it in incremental stages so that you can control, you're not putting yourself in financial risk, you can review what's happened, you can refine it, you can take it step by step. And Gary V, this didn't get mentioned at the event, but Gary V has this really great sort of mantra, which is so many entrepreneurs are focus on the result, focus on making $1 million or making $1 million, focus on the end result and saying that's when I've made it, and not enough entrepreneurs enjoy the journey. And I think that's where my vision for this podcast is, my vision for this community is to help people with that journey, is to engage with people on that journey and actually enjoy it. Business is fun. Business needs to be fun. and figuring out what works, what doesn't work. Don't be afraid of failure. It's better to fail, try and fail, than not to have tried at all. But have a go, break it down, and have the support and encouragement of a community that's around you, and I include our podcast in this, that can help, can be your sounding board, can be your safe place to ask the stupid questions, because we all have them. And you know, not everybody can know everything. And I'd love to think that in, I don't know, 3 years' time, 5 years' time, 10 years' time, somebody says, there was a podcast run by a bloke, I can't even remember his name, but actually, that podcast helped me form my business that has led to my success, and my success looked like this. So, anyway, look, I hope that helps you all. Normal service will resume. Maybe you'll listen to this and think, oh God, Pete's droning on again. If you've got this far, you probably deserve a medal. But if you've got any thoughts on any of the above, I'd love to talk to you about it in the group. Drop me a message, get in touch. And maybe you've got a reflection, and I'd love to share some of those to the audience and put you on the podcast as well. So if you want to book a show, it's PeteEverett.com/guest. And book a time slot and let's have a chat and let's just explore and support each other a bit more. So look, I've waffled on for far too long. Hope you have a great week, everybody, and normal service will resume next time. Cheers.